As we got arrived, Will told me he was going to sing a song called Gratitude right before we entered into the sermon. And I was going to make a bad joke and tell him I was very thankful that we're going to sing a song about gratitude. But it is, but we are thankful to be able to come together this morning. And I want us to read a scripture together. It comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. And you'll likely be familiar with these words. But let's read them and hear them together. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always thought of myself as a big fan, especially of Mississippi State, and that comes as no surprise to my family. But you know what? There's some people who take it to an extra level. You know who those people are. Those people who will, and of course, they are wearing not only their jerseys and their colors, but they'll be painted from head to toe, or if it's 10 degrees or below 10 degrees outside, they'll be shirtless while they're. All right. I'm colorblind, so I can't see anything out there. But, well, congratulations this morning. All right. But we want to go all in. We see people that go all in, and you'll see it, like I said, we'll see that at sporting events. We'll see it on T-shirts. John, the scripture that we read this morning, John 3:16, you'll often see players who'll have that and their eye black, you'll see that as a way of witnessing to their faith. But this verse is one that, you know, we grew up likely understanding this is the gospel kind of in its simplest form. But it's so powerful because what is Jesus doing? Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, and he eventually comes to this verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. And numerous people have commented on this. And Max Lucado, a famous author, he said this verse is an alphabet of grace, a table of contents to Christian hope. Each word is a safe deposit box of jewels. It's precious. And we all need to take this into ourselves and into our heart. But it's an oddity sometimes how we share it. And I never heard this before. I saw this week. But why do we put treasures like this on the bottom of bright yellow bags? Now, you may have no idea what I'm talking about. But at one of our fashion stores called Forever 21, a place where many teenage girls will come in and they'll fill their bags with the latest fashions, discreetly on the bottom of that bag is written John 3:16. It doesn't have the scripture verse, just the reference to it. And according to those who work there, it says this inscription is a description of the owner's faith. And he had a writer in commenting on this said, you know, most of the people who have those bags may never notice that's written on the bottom. And maybe those who put those bags out there, they might wonder, well, does it make any difference whatsoever? But he likes this fact. He liked that the customers have to discover it. They have to kind of find it for themselves. And, you know, that company is not the only one who finds ways to attach the gospel message to their products. And now, if you go out west, they don't really have any here, but there's a supposedly the best burger, fast food burger is In-N-Out. And on their cups, they have that phrase, John 3:16, written on its drink cups. And on its burger bags, they have Nahum 1:7. And on its fry bags, they have it written Revelation 3:20. So if you go get a meal at In-N-Out Burger, you can take a quick tour through the Bible. In one bite, you can find out that the Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble. He protects those who take refuge in Him. You eat something else, you pick up your fry bag, and you see it says that, "Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come to you and eat with you and you with me." You know, that it reminds us of the, you know, being around the table. Jesus wants to eat with us. Now, He probably didn't have French fries in mind, but He wants to eat with us. And as we sip our drink, it reminds us again of this famous verse, "For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son." Every one of them, powerful verses, and Jesus just continues to announce this in a way that can touch our hearts. The way they have shared them is not inappropriate, it's not offensive, but it's shining a light on the Word. You know, the Scripture, this morning Jimmy said, you know, we all usually know John 3:16, and we kind of forget the other verses that are around it. And that one following it says that, you know, He did not come and send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. But don't we need, you know, these positive words, these opportunities to share with the world? Because oftentimes we hear all that's wrong. We hear all that is hurtful, sometimes to us, and sometimes we're the ones that speak it, and sometimes it's spoken to us. And how often do we receive that, the negativity of the world, instead of that good? And we might have to ask ourselves, you know, what are we carrying out into the world with us? Now, we might not go to where we work or where we shop or where we are during the week, and, you know, we might not be wearing John 3:16 on our clothing or on our car, but does our life exude that? Does our life say to others that we're a follower of Christ, that we've been set apart? How does this work? You know, if you put this John 3:16 on the bottom of a bag or whatever else they may do, does this work in sharing the gospel? Will it cause people to become disciples of Jesus? And, you know, one of my answers is it can't hurt. I mean, any opportunity that we have to, you know, to take God's word out into the world, you know, we do what we can and we leave the rest to God. Now, hopefully, you know, in our hearts, we think and we hope that it will make a difference, that people will see that and they'll pick up their Bible and they'll read the verses. And, you know, in many cases, we know that most people who pick up those things, they'll just see it and maybe give it a cursory glance, and then it might just be thrown in the trash. We don't know. But are these scriptures, these ways we share scripture, nothing more than something that is kind of in one ear and out the other? So what more can we do? Now, we know that simply reading a Bible verse isn't all we need. It's not going to do it by itself. What does the Scripture tell us? It says, be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Now, whether it's an athlete who has that verse on that they're wearing, or any number of businesses who try to share in different ways, another step has to be taken. We need to take an action that is aligned with the power of the verse itself. That what is needed is a sacrifice. If we look at the verses preceding John 3:16 and 14 and 15, it's one that's a little less familiar. We probably wouldn't be able to quote it. But it says, "As just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Now, what is that scripture referencing? But the deadly venom of those poisonous serpents that the people were afflicted with. Moses had lifted up this bronze serpent so that they may be saved. And that Jesus is lifted up to save us from that sting of sin and death as he is lifted up on the cross. The sacrifice. You know, and a sacrifice that is real, that we know. You know, we may ask ourselves, you know, what is the sacrifice that I'm called to? What is it in my life that Jesus is calling me to give that may hurt? You know, where can I give time to make another person's day? Maybe it's speaking a word. Maybe it's stopping at their home when they've been alone for a long time. What can I do to give joy, to give life, to give help that would be a sacrifice for me, but it takes that extra effort? God makes this sacrifice for us. He loved the world so much that he gave his only son. He didn't just send a kind note. He sent his only son because he knew a sacrifice made a difference. It has an impact. And what does it go on to say? It says that as everyone who believes in his name, everyone who calls on the name of Jesus will have eternal life. Now, we all know from our experience that if someone says a kind thing, it means something. But when somebody does a kind thing for us, it's a whole nother level. And that's why that death of Jesus on the cross and the sacrifice of his only son still is so powerful even 2,000 years later. You know, oftentimes on, and since he's not here this morning, I can say this, but, you know, after we finish in church, usually on Sunday morning, Charity told me that she'll ask the kids, where do we want to go to eat? And Nate will say, how about Chick-fil-A? And of course, we know what Chick-fil-A is not open on Sunday. But, you know, they've done that for a purpose, that they are trying to live by Christian values. And that's been since their inception in 1946, and they said they did that because they wanted the employees and their family and friends to be able to worship as they so chose. And that was certainly, I would imagine, anybody who runs a business knows that's taking a whole day off. That's when prime people would be coming in. That's a sacrifice in an economic sense. But they have remained closed on Sundays for 66 years. But they consider it a part of their recipe for success. So what do we come to offer? Even that's going to hurt even a little bit. What is it that we're willing to give up or to give out in order to do the right thing and to be the person that Christ has called us? Now, maybe it's, you know, teaching a Sunday school class for small children, or if there's new immigrants in our community that we say, I'll take time to teach an English class. Or maybe there's a teenager we know that needs mentoring. Or maybe I need to be consistent in my giving to God's work in the world. There's many, many different things that God may be calling us into. Each person's calling is going to be different. that Jesus doesn't want his word to come in one ear and out the other. And that good news, again, is that Jesus desires our salvation. And he sent his son Jesus and as a human being to save the world, to not condemn it. Hear that again. He sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And if God was willing to sacrifice in this way, you know, what should we be willing to do? I mean, honestly, if we were all called to that level of sacrifice that Jesus was, there'd be little hope for us. But all God asks as we hear this scripture is that we put our trust in him, that we believe in his name. But our belief doesn't just need to be something, again, that comes in one ear and out the other, or into our life for a little bit and then it's just fleeting. If we're going to put our faith in Jesus, it needs to be, again, an all-in kind of thing. You know, if you ever have been switching the channels and you see those, the World Series of Poker, you'll see occasionally you'll see one of them who just goes all in. They'll bet everything that they've got. How important is trust? It's like if you trust a person just a little bit, you may as well not trust them at all. I mean, if you were going to jump out of an airplane, would you do so if you were just pretty sure that the parachute was put in together right? I don't think I would. Certainly wouldn't. So what does this tell us about trust? That we trust in our God, and as Matthew 5:16 says, that we go out into the world to let our light shine so that others may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. That when we trust Jesus, we are willing to lean on him and organize our life around him. Again and again, we've seen these opportunities to share who Jesus is. Sierra Trading Post, they sell all kinds of outdoor equipment, and in one of their original mission statements, they said, "Our business ethics must be consistent with our owner's faith in Jesus Christ and his teachings." And they don't expect those two sentences, they said, we don't expect that's going to change anyone's faith views just based on these two sentences. But what it does is it holds us accountable. That we are people who follow Jesus and we want to treat people the way they would want to be treated. All of us are called to a different way of being, of speaking the truth and acting with integrity in our life. So no matter how, you know, what way and what place you go in to do business, you see, you know, again, we've mentioned Chick-fil-A, Sierra Trading Post, and all different kinds of companies have found, maybe in their advertising, to ways that they want to show that they follow after Jesus. They want to shine a light. And we're called to shine a light on what is true and what is good. And if we want to plant a seed, if we want to plant the gospel deeply into people's lives, we're called to a level of sacrifice and trust in Jesus. And maybe we are called to hold each other accountable. Because it's important. You know, the actions and the attitudes we have and we carry with us, and we're sharing to try to help people make the most important decision they'll ever make in their life, to follow after God, to follow after Jesus, and to live in his ways. We're called to go all in for Jesus. Will you go all in for Jesus today? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for the gift of this day. And we thank you for your Son who came and showed us the way, who shined a light into the darkness of the world and Lord, came to save all people, to give them hope, to give them forgiveness, to give them a new life in this day and in all days to come, forevermore. Lord, let us be all in for you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.